This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. A total of 30 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters in Chhattisgarh today. The bodies of these Maoists have been recovered. A large cache of weapons and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. A security force jawan has also been martyred in the encounter with the Maoists. The first encounter in Chhattisgarh took place in Bijapur district today. The security forces had received intelligence inputs that a large number of Maoists are present in the forest located in the border area of Bijapur and Dantewada districts. After this, teams of security forces from various districts were sent to this area. An encounter between the security forces and Maoists started at around 7 o'clock this morning in Gangalur area of the district. Another encounter took place in the border area of Kanker and Narayanpur districts. Four Maoists were killed in this encounter. Automatic weapons of the Maoists were also recovered from the spot. Jawans of Central Reserve Police Force, Special Task Force and District Reserve Guard were involved in these encounters. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government is moving forward with a ruthless approach against the Naxalites. Mr. Shah said the government is adopting a zero-tolerance policy against those extremists who are not surrendering despite all the facilities being offered. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Today the country's soldiers have achieved another big success in the direction of a Naxal-Mukt Bharat Abhiyan." Mr. Shah said the country is going to be Naxal-free by the 31st of March next year. The government has given a nod for the procurement of 1,350 horsepower engines, 1,490 tanks, Varna Astra torpedoes and airborne early warning and control aircraft systems. The approval was given during the Defence Acquisition Council meeting, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today. This procurement will cost over 54,000 crore rupees. According to the Defence Ministry, procurement will enhance the battlefield mobility of these tanks, especially in high-altitude areas. For the Indian Navy, procurement of Varuna Astra torpedoes combat was approved by the Defence Acquisition Council. Varuna Astra torpedo is an indigenously developed ship-launched anti-submarine torpedo developed by Naval Science and Technological Laboratory. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the need to develop villages as the first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. He delivered his remarks during the program of Bavliali Dham related to the Bharwar Samaj of Gujarat through video message today. Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. He emphasized on the importance of education for empowering the community through modernity as the way forward. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav emphasized that India has been great in the service sector and now it must also strive to become a product nation. Speaking at the Indian Web Browser Development Challenge and CHIPS to Start a Program award ceremony in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Vaishnav said that India has a strong IT sector with revenues of more than $282 billion and the focus so far was on services.
The old mindset where only the certain government institutions would be developing everything has to now give in to a new mindset where a much broader partnership of academia, startups, students, researchers, they all must join together to create new solutions. The solutions have to come from all aspects of our industry. All talented people must join hands together and bring the solutions.
Zoho Corporation emerged as the winner, Team Ping, a startup emerged as the first runner-up, and another startup, Team Ajna, ended up as the second runner-up. On to sports now. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya officially inaugurated the second edition of the Khelo India Para Games at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. The event will take place in Delhi from today until the 27th of this month. More than 1,300 para-athletes will compete in six disciplines, including para-archery, para-athletics, para-badminton, para-powerlifting, para-shooting and para-table tennis. Speaking on the occasion, he emphasized the importance of Khelo India initiative. And that is the end of this news bulletin.